I'm really looking forward to the challenge of becoming president, but I have an election to fight in the meantime, and quite a lot to do in January. For starters, we have 180 branches in our union, north and south, and each of those branches meets in the month of January in order to choose their preferred candidate. So I'll be hoping to attend as many of those meetings as I can. They're on generally in the evening time. I'll be teaching in school during the day in Dublin, head off from there and go to all the meetings seeking the support of the members.
Obviously, in your role as vice president, you've been doing a lot of work, but what do you hope to bring to the role as president?
Well, since I became vice president, we've achieved quite a lot since last Easter. One of the big key issues for us was the equality issue of the pay equality for new entrant teachers. So we've now regained 92.5% of the losses that those new entrants had. Obviously, I would wish to push on and regain the remaining 7.5% in the next year so that we would be back to pay equality, one salary scale for all teachers. We also had a moratorium on post-responsibility in education and in the public service, and in the budget that moratorium has been lifted. We're not quite sure of how that's going to look. It'll be negotiated in the coming month and I'll be involved in those negotiations, but we're hoping that much-needed post-responsibility will be restored as soon as possible to schools. And we had other successes in relation to rural schools here in County Donegal. A number of months ago, I demanded that if there's going to be a new policy for Gaeltacht schools, it would have to be resourced. So the Gaeltacht schools will be getting extra teachers, as well the one-teacher schools, and we have a number of them in this county that were very, very severely cut over a number of budgets in the previous administration. So we've regained quite a lot of teaching posts from next September for those. Plus, big issue for me always has been special education. I'm deeply committed to inclusive schools, and we'll be having an extra 900 primary teachers in those schools from next September. What I would be concerned about is that there's a revised model of supporting special education predicted from next September, and I'm very, very anxious to ensure that none of our rural schools or small schools have any losses in that revised model. The first stage of the election, as I said, is the January branch nomination process, but the real election, if both candidates are nominated, the real election will take place with votes posting to schools on the 27th of March. So if about 42,500 members will receive a vote the last Tuesday in March, they'll have about 2 weeks to return them to our head office in Dublin. So I'm hoping I'll get the majority of the votes, and I've got huge support so far. I'm looking forward to launching the campaign in Donegal tonight. I launched the Dublin side of the campaign about a month ago, and on that night we raised €2,000 for two very, very good charities. So tonight's launch in Mulduff in my old school is going to be in support of the local community hospital in Dunloe. And from there on, I'll be campaigning very hard in the months ahead.